Oi came with him, barking his friend's name shrilly, "Ake, ake, ake, ake," and the door slammed shut behind them. Flaherty reached it 20 seconds later and hammered on it until his fists bled. When Lamla tried to restrain him, Flaherty thrust him back with such ferocity that the Taheen went asprawl. But there was nothing he could do. Hammering did not work. Cursing did not work. Nothing worked. At the very last minute, the boy and the bumbler had eluded them. For yet a little while longer, the core of Roland's quartet remained unbroken. Chapter 6 On Turtleback Lane 1 See this, I do beg you, and see it very well, for it's one of the most beautiful places that still remain in America. I'd show you a homely dirt lane running along a heavily wooded switchback ridge in western Maine, its north and south ends spilling onto Route 7 about 2 miles apart. Just west of this ridge, like a jeweler's setting, is a deep green dimple in the landscape. At the bottom of it, the stone in the setting, is Kaiser Lake. Like all mountain lakes, it may change its aspect half a dozen times in the course of a single day, for here the weather is beyond prankish. You could call it half mad and be perfectly accurate. The locals will be happy to tell you about ice cream snow flurries that came to this part of the world once in late August, that would be 1948, and once spang on the glorious 4th, 1959. They'll be even more delighted to tell you about the tornado that came blasting across the lake's frozen surface in January of 1971, sucking up snow and creating a whirling mini-blizzard that crackled with thunder in its middle. Hard to believe such crazy Jane weather, but you could go and see Gary Barker, if you don't believe me. He's got the pictures to prove it.